"What do you think of Dorking?" asked the journalist who rang me up out of the blue this week. "I'm sorry? What? Where? Dorking in Surrey. Some comedians have had a go at it, and you've probably seen the advert." Bit of a scratch of a head on this one. Dorking. Right then. Ever been there? What's it got? Where is it? Defend Dorking, I said. And he struggled a bit. "Well, it's got a nice theatre, and Friends Provident have got its headquarters here." "Here? Aha! So you're from Dorking then, are you?" "Yeah, the Dorking Advertiser." "Okay. What would your advert for Dorking actually say?" "Come, friendly bombs, and drop on Dorking." No, perhaps it's been done before. John Betjeman always regretted his little jibe at Slough. "So have you ever been here, Timmy?" Have I ever been there? Actually, I have been to Dorking. I used to drive through it on the way to Panto. You come off the M25 and you head down that windy A24 and then suddenly the road opens out and you glide effortlessly through Dorking. Its claim to fame is having two railway stations right next to each other. What's the point of that? And its most famous resident apparently was a nutter who chose to be buried upside down because the world is topsy-turvy. Sounds like my sort of nutter, that bloke. I've never played at the theatre, I've never shopped in the high street, but I have stopped at the lights, and I was pleased that the road through was smooth and wide, so thank you, Dorking. Surely it's got something more to it than that. I mean, every town has got a secret attraction. Keswick in Cumbria, for instance, that's got the one and only Pencil Museum. Yes, a museum dedicated to the delights of getting lead into a pencil. If you want lead in your pencil, eat more oysters, I say. We used to do a feature on Whackaday. Send us your postcards, the duller the better. And we got these cards of things like the roundabout in Wolverhampton, the multi-storey car park in Runcorn. Actually, the most striking place I've been to recently doesn't exist. Eh? What? Yeah, Mary Kathleen in Queensland, Australia, was a vibrant uranium mining town with lovely homes, great shops, school, churches, sports oval, Olympic-sized swimming pool, and the best fruit and flowers for 1,000 miles. It had a fabulous climate, the happiest residents of any working town in Australia. And then, the bottom fell out of the uranium market. So the uranium price dropped after 30 years of happy industry. And what did they do? They sold the town. Eh? Yeah, it was the biggest auction in history in 1984 when every single building was sold off and the town was finished. Just like that. $2,000 would get you a nice house which you could tow away on the back of a low loader. Yeah, and they did. And now the place is a weird ghost town. There's potholed tarmac streets, concrete blocks where the shops and houses used to be. Cattle and stray kangaroos graze on the cricket oval. And the only sign that there ever was a town there is a small handmade notice by the side of the highway leading to the township about a mile away. It was a fantastic day of exploration. We ended up camping there. It was so exciting. I couldn't get over how if something was so good, they couldn't retrain and change the town. It was easier and preferable to sell it off and just enjoy the memory of a thriving town of 30 years' existence. You know, in Britain, when industries change, the towns change. When cotton finished, they didn't sell off Manchester, they just changed what they do there. And when coal mining ended, they didn't say, "Thanks, Sheffield, ta-ta!" No. Towns move on and change. But not Mary Kathleen in Queensland, Australia. You know when you go back down memory lane to visit the places you remember from when you were small? Well, the folk of Mary Kathleen, many of whom were married and raised kids there, have got a story to tell. They come from the town that was sold because it had nothing else to give. So, Dorking, beware! Become interesting quickly, or face being sold off to Reigate and Guildford. Ah! A fate worse than death!